Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. So I'm in the studio today for a change. A couple of reasons. Number one, my dog kind of hurt his leg a bit and he needed to rest. Number two, we're kind of in the middle of a monsoon. It's been cyclonic here. We've had about 320 mil of rain and the beach has completely gone in Byron. Main beach was just smashed away from erosion, from king tides and cyclonic winds and huge swells. So it's been crazy. In fact, they got SES warning, stay home kind of thing. And Miko's been home for a couple of days. He's been working in getting my studio finished. So I'll be in there hopefully by the time school goes back, which I'm really excited about. And I've just been actually thinking a lot about next year and what I want to do and the things that I want to bring. And I've been reflecting on this year and where I'm at presently. And I think I want to talk about a couple of things. We'll see what unfolds. But one of the things that I've really recognized in myself is there's been a bit of a shift. And I feel just way more secure in who I am and the work I'm doing in the world. I have always been kind of triggered by competition. I've spoken about it here before. I'm the kind of person that does really well competitively against myself. So, if I'm doing a BOD squad workout, I am the kind of person who, as soon as someone else, I'm aware of someone else, I pull back and I don't do as well as if I'm doing something against myself, if I'm racing against myself. So when I'm doing fitness testing, it's me against me and I want to see if I can push myself. And so in that respect, I'm quite competitive. But when you add other people in, it's like I lose my mojo or something. I have to be singularly focused and in my own zone for things to roll. And it's so funny because actually it's just coming to me now, but when we were, way back, feels like 15 years ago at the beginning of 2020, my whole thing for this year was I wanted to stay in my own lane, that's actually what my intention was for this year, was to put the blinders on, stop looking at what other people are doing because it throws me off my game, and really focus on me and what I want to bring and how I want to show up. And I feel like I'm kind of at that place where that has, I've actually for once seen out my intention of the year. Amazing. I really do feel like I've put the blinders on this year and I'm just playing my own game and I've been loving it. I've been just, I don't know, I feel like I've been creatively, it's been different. I haven't felt as much a need to prove myself. I haven't felt as much pressure to perform. I've just kind of been in my own groove and my own flow and actually really loving it. And I think that's what's shifted this, I'm just not triggered at the moment by competition, and I can really, for the first time ever, see, I've said it before, but I can see now that there's enough for everyone and that someone choosing to work with someone else over me isn't actually anything to do with me, where before I used to take it really, really personally. I think I've really just come into this place where I understand that not everyone is for me. And there's also this thing around timing, right? So it's kind of like Schitt's Creek, right? I tried watching Schitt's Creek a couple of years ago and I just couldn't get into it. I watched the first couple of eps and I was like, oh, this is just a bit OTT. I'm not feeling it at all. And then, Miko said, what about Schitt's Creek? And I was like, oh, I watched a few episodes a while ago and I just couldn't get into it. He was like, well, let's just give it another crack. And I thought, yeah, okay. And, it's the feel good hit of 2020, yet it started in 2015. I feel like there is this element of timing sometimes, and sometimes my timing has been off. I've created stories around what that's meant, where now, I don't know, I just feel a bit more removed or detached without being like, you know, I don't know, what's the apathetic or anything, just detached. Like I'm actually showing up and sharing because I feel called, and less of, oh, I need people to see me in a certain light. I just feel like I'm way more me. And actually that isn't what I'm also figuring out is it's not necessarily the, I feel different energetically too. So where I felt like in order to be seen, I had to be the loudest. I don't feel that anymore. I actually feel really grounded. I feel really peaceful and content. And I actually had a session yesterday with Kelly, my partner in the container. And, you know, and she had said, what are you leading with at the moment? Or we were discussing what I'm leading with. And I feel like I'm actually leading with contentment. And that is an interesting word because I remember having brought content to a space before and people were like, oh, isn't that a bit like mediocre? Isn't that like, I don't know if content sounds like you're kind of settling. And it's not, right? Like why do we have to put shit like that around a word content? Content actually means I'm happy and content with where I'm at. Why is that a bad thing? And I feel like it is a bad thing when we're coming from a hustle mentality, but actually isn't that what we all want? Don't we all want to be content with life? And the funny thing was when we dug into the word content, it's like, what does content mean? Well, it's actually also about content, right? Like I'm really happy with the content of my life right now. I've spent a long time curating the content of my life. And I feel like that is the thing that's bringing me contentment. I've really carefully crafted and honed my skills, and I'm in this place now where I feel there's a great balance between work and the things that I love, and you know, spending time reading and chilling and watching Netflix, which I'll do without feeling shame around that. I actually enjoy watching telly. It's lovely. Reading books, spending time with my family. You know, I feel when somebody asks me, I'm really aware this is going all over the place, but I'm just going to roll with it. When somebody asks me what I do, I sometimes find it really difficult to answer that question because there are so many different things that I do. You know, if I had to put it into a, you know, in, I don't know that I could wrap it in a neat bow, but, you know, I'm a voiceover artist. I've been running a voiceover agency for 15 years. I am definitely all about voice and podcasting and helping people to start a podcast or really hone their own craft and grow their show. So I guess there's a bit about strategy in there, but I've been really thinking about what it is that I do, and it's more around directing people's creativity. I find people come to me with a load of ideas and energy that's kind of like splatting all over the place. And what I help people do is focus their energy. I help them to focus their creativity, and I kind of give them permission to create in ways that feel really good for you. And but really it's about that. It's about taking your ideas and helping to bring them to life, get you out of your own way so you can bring this creativity forth. And whether that is through a podcast, whether that is, you know, I work with a wonderful corporate client and we work on getting her creativity so that she can bring it into the boardroom, you know, so that she can stay in her lane and show up from who she is, contributing from what's really important to her, even in a corporate kind of environment, you know. There are so many different things that I do and so many different people that I work with that I feel like sometimes people are like, oh God, you must be so scattered, you know, with the podcast producing and the mentoring that you do and the coaching and the voiceover agency and, you know, and writing and this and that. Like, aren't you like busy all the time? And the funny thing is I'm neither busy nor overwhelmed. I feel like being busy and overwhelmed is actually a waste of your creative energy. And so even though I've got all this shit going on, I've also got a lot of systems in place to help me be able to show up and just do the bits that I love, because that's really important to me. But also it allows me to make sure that the content of my life is content that actually matters to me. All the bits that I do, there may be many of them, but they're all really important to me. I have spent years practicing having boundaries in place so that I'm not afraid to say no to things, because when I say no to something that my heart and soul isn't into, I'm saying yes to something better. And I feel like, you know, this is something else that I help my clients work through is like, is this actually what you really want? Can you say no? Can you look after your energy? I think as a projector in human design terms and a non-energetic being, it seems kind of weird that I've got so many things on the go, but actually I have energy for all of those things because they're just done in spurts. And so I've had to become a master of energy. That's really what I'm saying here, right? A master of my own energy, knowing my own limitations, prioritizing chill time, right? Like I have school hours, 9:30 till 3, to get all of my work done. And in that, I still will walk the dog on the beach. So my workday doesn't actually start until usually 11. And I might have a couple of clients. I might focus on creating something, whether it's a reel for Instagram or writing or something like that. You know, I'll do some bookkeeping, but I just do it in spurts, and there is no real structure to it other than this, the structure that I have in place allows me to show up creatively and without structure, you know, so I can go with the flow and I can follow my heart's desire, and I'm not pressured to like constantly be pumping out bullshit content that doesn't really matter. I can use my creativity and the little creative energy I have more to have greater impact when I'm aware of what's important to me, when I am really aware of what I want the content of my life to look like, then I can cut all the extraneous bullshit out, you know? So yeah, a bit of a ramble, but it's so interesting because I do feel like if nothing else, 2020 has been the year where I have managed to stay in my lane, where I have managed to put the blinders on, really come into my own. I feel, yeah, just way more grounded and way more content with where I'm at, clearer on what I'm available for and where I'm going, without still having, you know, too much expectation. And I'm really looking forward to 2021 being a place where I can flow within this container that I've built for my life. And I'm really excited about that. The studio is going to be finished. I'll be able to run in-person workshops, maybe a retreat or two, doing some more executive producing stuff, some more coaching and, you know, helping people direct their own creativity. Like, I'm just really excited about the opportunities that 2021 is going to bring. And I'm really grateful for the opportunities that 2020 brought. I think so often we are very quick to be, thank fuck that year's over, right? Like, oh my God, 2019, worst year ever. And then like 2020, and then you're like, holy fuck, this is the worst year ever. You know, quick, let's get this done. But actually these years that have been hard are also the years where we have the most growth and learning, and I think they're worth celebrating rather than rushing out of into the next year where everything's going to be okay. We have this like insane, this thing that we do where we're so uncomfortable with where we're at, we just can't wait until this thing's over. And then this, you know, once I get all this out of the way, then I'll be. Once I get my to-do list, then I'll be. Once I get all the, you know, once I've finished all the mad Christmas rush, like none of that shit exists in my life. There is no mad pre-Christmas rush. There is no, there is no like calendar full of social engagements that I'd rather fucking stick a pin in my eye than go to, but drag myself along anyway because I have to. You know, there's no, and sure, I've only got one kid, but you know, there's no like running around like a fucking chicken with its head cut off. I am not available for that shit. And so I craft and create a life that I'm content with the content. So just something to ponder. If you're running around like a fucking chicken with its head cut off, try something different. George Costanza that shit, right? Because I know when I was, you know, 15, or wouldn't be more than that, 20 years ago, I was a sales rep working in Melbourne. And pre-Christmas, it was crazy, right? Because we would just have all the orders. I'd be throwing cameras in my car and driving to fucking Chadston, driving around the car park for 2 hours looking for a park. You know, all of that stuff made me just very aware of what I don't want in my life. I don't want that shit. So Christmas is wrapped up by the end of November for me because I don't want to run around like a fucking, you know, oh shit, I've got to do this. Oh shit, I've got to do that. Oh fuck, that I haven't got the fucking turkey. You know, like I'm just not, that's not me. I'm not available for that at all. And, you know, and I'm always asking you, what are you available for? When, whether it's here on the podcast or whether you've worked with me, you know, with Show Up, Speak Up, like one of the things that I'm always bringing to you guys is like, know what you're available for and what you're not available for. And say no to the things that you are not available for and really stay in the power of what you are. So that's it from me. I'm not really sure what's going to happen over Christmas, so I think I'm going to keep going and just recording once a week as we move through this holiday season because I really love I love that I've been doing this for over 305 or 6 weeks consistently and I don't really want to break that flow. And I've just given myself permission to come here and you know, Carlosophies is really a speaking practice for me. It's a place for me to show up weekly and share something. So I'm sure over the next few weeks I'll have shit to share. I just probably feel like maybe I don't at the moment. Anyway, that's it from me right now. School holidays starts tomorrow. Fuck. And yeah, that's it really. I guess I'll see you next week. Peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.